Okay, this is the Brandon Drury Podcast. First off, I want to apologize for the previous podcast. I was being a pussy. What I should have said was, race is boring. Boring, boring, boring. Like, I'm an Asian. I don't care. I'm a white guy. I don't care. I'm a black guy. I just don't find any of that shit interesting. Here's my bigger point on all this, is I don't know anyone else who finds it interesting, too. Like, oh, you get a waitress at Buffalo Wild Wings. And, oh, good thing she's white. No one says that. No one gives a fuck. You get a black chick, you get an Asian person, you get a dude. It doesn't really matter. You can get a feel for people right away, and you can tell when somebody has their head up their ass. You can detect merit pretty quickly, usually. I mean, you know, give or take. It's not 100%, but it works, let's say 95% of the time that little meritometer works. That works pretty well and keeps you out of trouble and keeps you from getting murdered and all that stuff down dark alleys and yada, yada, yada. But you get a vibe if somebody sucks, and you can tell right away, okay, maybe you get a black waitress, and you can tell right away she's on the ball, and you go, thank God I got somebody on the ball. You don't say, thank God I got a black waitress, or thank God I got a white... No one gives a shit. And so I've been thinking more and more about this race thing, and I mentioned this before. And I said I wouldn't think about the race thing. I'm a victim of my own bullshit here. I'm not supposed to give the race thing any attention. But for me, in my mind, the only way to get this racism out of my head and out of my life, or talk of race, I should say, is to just get it out, get it up there, get canceled, and then I can move on. Because it's so important, because I see so little freaking racism in my land. I mean, virtually none. I mean, in fact, I can't even think of anything. And I live in the heart of Trump country. It should be the most racist place ever. Now, have some uncles said some disparaging words, at Thanksgiving? Yes, I've heard those words. It's almost always locker room talk. And in real life, if a black guy went to one of my crazy uncles and said, here's $1 million, he'd take it. He'd take it. So I don't think they have any interest in systemically holding down anybody that like to talk crazy shit. So there is that, and whatever value that is, I'm only hoping, my dream, and I think it's true, I think it's real, I think black people, when white people aren't around, are doing the same shit. I hope they have to be. Why wouldn't you be giving shit about the other guy? It's part of breaking balls, and it's part of being funny to a certain extent. I don't know. You could say, well, racism is never funny. Well, I bet you Richard Pryor can make it funny. I bet Eddie Murphy can make it funny. And a whole bunch of, Daniel Tosh has made it funny. So I don't buy that at all. So I guess for me the big question is, if I never see racism, and again, oh, white privilege. Well, maybe. Fuck off. I'm doing my best. I'm trying. But I need to see it. You can't just make this shit up. It needs to be around. Well, you don't see it because you're... Well, I'll give you that. And maybe that's possible. Maybe I'm blinded by all my privilege. I got $7 in the bank, people. And a chip on my shoulder. But if I don't see it, but the media is obsessed with it, well, that doesn't add up. Why does the media just talk about it? And this came up on the Part of the Problem podcast. It's a libertarian-y type podcast. I don't identify as anything politically, although I often vote third party, almost exclusively. So anyway, on that podcast, Dave Smith is talking about this. Somebody did an analysis of the New York Times in the past, like, 20 years. And from 2000 to 2010, there was, almost no mention of race. And then in 2010, it spikes. And it wasn't like an organic, gradual increase in discussions of race. It happened instantaneously, hockey stick, wham! What's that signal called? It's a step signal is what we call that in electrical engineering world. Anyway, so... step signals don't occur in nature. You have to pretty much do that on your own. It's a human thing. And of course, they went straight for the conspiracy that there's this conspiracy to divide the people and by having the New York Times just obsess about race. And, that podcast is, they go a little more tinfoil-y than I do on such issues. I don't think necessarily, maybe the top Their claim was that the 2010 Occupy Wall Street movement was what led, like, these people said, holy shit, you got people down here screaming 99%, we're at 99%. And the elites said, uh-oh, we got to be careful here, we're going to get killed. And so they wanted to break that 99% up into smaller pieces. It's an interesting argument, and it's fairly fun. It actually makes more sense than almost any other reason, because I just don't see why the race thing is pushed. And while we're here, I do want to mention Matt Taibbi. I didn't mention him in the first one. Matt Taibbi has mentioned some kind of, I guess you could call it systemic racism, but ironically, it's in New York City. And his books are always, they hit hard. He's more of a lefty type guy, and I really respect him. He is good at finding where the system is fucked. And the system, don't get me wrong, the system is fucked in a thousand ways. I'm certainly not going to defend any status quo. I just want to make sure before we start hurting people that we're doing it for the right reasons. And I want to make sure that if we're going to do some really bad stuff because racism is so strong, is what they say, then before we do that really strong stuff, that really bad stuff, we should probably make sure that the problem is as pressing as we think. This kind of gets into like a COVID type thing where I don't want to talk about COVID too much. I want to save that for another article. Here, let's just say this. Sometimes the cure is worse than the disease. There you go. Sometimes the cure is worse than the disease. And I don't think that all this division that's taken place in this past year or two, people are fucking obsessed with this stuff, with this race stuff. And what gets me, what really gets me is the left. And even on my little Facebook here of the Cape Girardeau world, some of my friends, some of them are pretty left, which is fine, I don't give a shit. But it used to be, when is it, 2021? Well, even 10 years ago, the left was mad about wars. They hated wars. And then when Obama got in, they didn't want to criticize Obama for anything, even though he kept all the wars going, which makes no damn sense. And, well, it does, but it should make sense to anybody with any morals. So the wars were still in full force. Now, the left was mad as hell when Bush was in. Whenever the Iraq War, number two, you know, the 2003 invasion thing happened, the left was furious. And around here, we had protesters, and man, people wanted George W. Bush's head on a stick. It was bad. And it was different than when Trump was in. The left hated Trump, too, but I don't really remember seeing any protests. I might be forgetting. Who knows? Maybe there were some. But they weren't protesting Trump because of any policy I could be aware of. It was just like this implied racism thing. I know only racist thing I ever heard him say was, you know, somebody's doing the raping, and he was talking about the Mexicans. I've never been raped by a Mexican. I've never seen one. I've never seen a Mexican raping either. So I, you know, whatever. Again, but other than that, I'm not really aware of him saying anything like that. But for some reason, the racist thing really stuck. He's a New York City guy. Again, maybe New York City is full of racists, and I've only been there once. What do I know? But the left used to be hell-bent on protecting people of various, disenfranchised people, poor people, you know, things like that. And now they just sit around and argue about words. And it makes you wonder, well, how did they get to this point? Why is it the left, who used to do a good job of really raising hell when the government was committing atrocities, now they don't care about any government atrocities? They don't ever mention, like, bombings in Yemen. I mean, absolute genocidal-type war. It's all over the place, and America's almost always got their little wallet in it or their finger in it. They're up to something. And why is the left not watching that stuff anymore? And why is it only, we're talking only about race all the time? And to me, that seems so backwards. It seems like, again, the race thing is obvious. And of course, you know, that's some of the Google talk. That was their official stance was, while we can find no explicit, I don't know if it was sexism or racism, what's the difference? Then we can't find any explicit racism or sexism. There is secret sexism, secret racism inside you. And, you know, maybe this is what when people started talking about atoms, like physicists started mentioning atoms in 1810 or whatever, people are like, bullshit. And So I'm a secret racist. I don't know it. Well, if it's such a subtle quantity, such a small amount that you don't even know it, then it can't be that damn bad. But compare that to dropping like a whatever, a megaton bomb or whatever the hell, you know, dropping some enormous bomb on some kid in Yemen. It's happened. We've done it. We're responsible for it. And I, you know, I just finished up college, almost a year ago, goddamn. And I ran into a few people from like Saudi Arabia and whatnot, and they would be like, your country has done this, like, you've done this. And like, they're kind of giving me shit. I mean, they're classmates. We could shoot the shit and be honest with each other. And I go, it was your president. Like, he ain't mine. I mean, he is, but I didn't vote for the guy. I don't approve of any of this shit. I don't approve of the CIA or the NSA. You know, there's just all these like nasty things going on that I don't necessarily, I've never heard a convincing argument that it keeps America, quote unquote, free. And that's kind of where the Republicans go, well, NSA is keeping us free by watching everything we do. I don't know if that makes any sense to me. But, yeah, so I don't know. I guess I'm, again, I had talked about race more than I wanted to, but I guess I'm trying to figure out why other people aren't saying it's boring, that your gender is boring, and if you don't fit in the one or the, you know, the binary gender system, and you want to tell everybody about it, you're free to tell everybody about it, but I don't care. Like, I'm not going to tell you, like, my favorite sock brand. Like, I have all my little quirks. I used to eat ice cream with a plastic spoon. Do you really give a fuck? No. And no one else does either. And I think that's probably where I rate, like, the discussions of race or this, all the identity stuff. Just sitting around thinking about, like, these are my genes. These are my genes. These are my genes. You got to be fucking crazy and have nothing going on. If all you sit around and just go, oh, this is my genes. This is my genes. And I would say the left is just as bad as the right. You talk about these, was it Charlottesville, like the dorks walking around with the tiki torches. Like that's all you got left in the white supremacist land is the people that can't get laid. All right, fine. You got some dweebs. They do exist. I mean, we're all, here's the problem. I think those are all special ed people. I think they're mentally handicapped, and I think it might be a sin to make fun of the white supremacists because they can't help it, and it's no different than, yeah, storming in the special ed room of your local school and saying, listen, all you dummies, I mean, that's gross, and so I kind of look at it that way. Of course, I also feel the same way about politicians. We shouldn't be so mean to politicians because they're just mentally handicapped and they can't help it, but that's another discussion, too. I'm kind of working on that one. So, I don't know. I'm hoping by this second episode here that I will never need to talk about race ever again because it is the most boring thing. And I guess I would like to spread this race is boring idea. Identity is boring. What have you done? Did you make me laugh? That's almost it. Like, what can I do for you? What can you do for me? And did I make you laugh? Did you make me laugh? Other than that, you don't have a whole lot of, like, interaction or value to other people. And so, I guess we'll leave it at that. Race is boring.